We're reaching the sleepy arc for everybody. Me, I'm getting there. It's like what? 10? It's only 10:30? God. Okay, why am I tired? I'm now kind of confused. I thought you said that, like, you know, things kept changing or something, but you've been in Charleston for like 5 years? Like, that's a long time, man. Like, that's pretty stable to me, especially if you're in the same location. It's interesting to consider, like, buying a home at 18 is like a huge thought to me. It's like, wow, I don't know if you could have convinced me to do that, and yet probably would have made financial sense, you know? Because if the market went up in the last 5 years, you probably would have left with a profit, you know? Even if you mortgaged a place, you would have gained equity in the place. In which case, like, by the time that you sold, you know, that's just pure profit that you could have used to leverage into Chicago, probably, like, even if you're buying, like, a condo and not, like, a full house, though, you know, you probably could buy a full house in Chicago. I mean, when I was browsing for places there, it was weird, like, very cheap, weirdly cheap for what I expect from a city. But, you know, I have Canadian bias. Everywhere here is, like, no matter what city it is, it's too expensive. Canada has this thing where it's like, I could live in Toronto for $2,000 a month for a one bed, or I could live in Hamilton, which is an hour south, for $1,850 a month, one bed. And it's like, well, that's not a very good discount. Like, I don't know why I would choose to live, like, in a town half the size or like a third of the size for like 10% less. I don't know. I'm kind of curious about what it, okay. Either you said that you know you're going to be here for another 5 years, which seems doubtful because I don't know why you would be. And it seemed like you said that you had been there for almost 5 or 6 years. So my interpretation is that you've been in this place for that long, not that you're going to be for another 5. In which case, my question is, so what, you know, what were you up to? What were some of the adventures that happened, you know? Or is it just like, you know, working? Again, I'm trying to figure out, how would I even answer that question myself? You know, I was in Toronto for 10 years. And I think 4 of that was university. 5 of that was actually university. And then I think I was in tech support after that. Okay, I worked retail for a bit. Then I was tech support. Then I quit and went into art. Because I was relying on my partner a lot of the time. And then there's the post-art arc, in which I went into dev. I did dev for 2 years, and then I moved here to Vancouver. I think that's the full thing, maybe? Some sort of thing like that. And in that time, you know, a lot of things happened. I was part of a few different scenes that came and went. I joined a whole bunch of meetup groups. Joined a parish, you know, whatever. Basically, I think the time in which I felt ready to leave there was just that I had walked the same streets, and I could see lots of old memories, but I couldn't really see ways of making new ones. And I felt like I was a ghost in a lot of ways, you know? I felt like I had been dead for a while. And I just wasn't letting go. Part of the time in Vancouver since then, it felt like a big sense of renewal. I mean, I was constantly meeting people. Some stayed around, some didn't. I found it very easy to like jump from circle to circle. It felt like I was spending a lot of time just trying on social groups and seeing what worked and what didn't. And I hope when I move to Montreal that it will be similar. I don't know. I feel like maybe a lot of us on Vetiverse, you know, are abnormally isolated. Even if we're around people, maybe we isolate ourselves through, like, walls of alienation between us and others. I've often felt, you know, weirdly alone even in a crowd. I kind of, I don't know where that thought was going. This is the sleepy mode. I guess I'm just wondering how lively your life is. Like, do you see a lot of people? Do you do things together? For me, I'm pretty simple. Like, all I really want to do with people is, like, watch anime or a movie. Or go for, like, a walk and, like, catch up over coffee. I am really not great with parties. And I also have never done any drugs either. With that in mind, I guess it's sort of weird how difficult it can be to just sort of, like, find the same set of people and see them over and over again. I kind of became weirdly accustomed to that in university just because I was, you know, I was a member of a specific college. There's, like, 5 colleges at the University of Toronto, or, like, 10 or whatever, and you're a member of one, and then those people are very familiar. Like, it's the same cohort that you'll see over and over again for the next 4 or 5 years. Ever since then, it's just sort of been, like, living in total anonymity. The idea of having, like, a pseudo-dorm life where I would have my own space and there'd be some sort of common area where it's just the same people day in, day out, I've thought about that a lot. And I hope that, you know, roommate life is, like, a first step toward that. Anyway, sorry, this is going on way too long. It's just because I'm really tired. But I'm grateful that you and others are participating in this posting experiment today. Good night.